What is up, everybody? Today we are talking about Super Bowl 2019 and a lot more on Black Hollywood Live's The Trend.
After the party, it's the Waffle House. If you ever been
it's
here,
the remix,
you know
too.
Right, right.
Don't dance, all they do is this. And after the
this
original,
is
the
remix.
It is.
Welcome to
it's the remix. It had to go down. I got something else to tell you about the new Motown. Where people don't visit, they move out here. And ain't no telling who you might see up in Lenox Square. I don't know about you, but I miss
like
the
Lil Bow Wow.
Right. I hope he brings that out on Sunday. You know what I mean? I don't know. All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Trend. I'm your host, Dario Kristen. Joining me today is a full panel, Courtney Stewart.
What's up, everybody?
DJ Jesse J.
What's up? And Rex.
And Rex making a guest appearance here today. And our very special guest is actress Lyric Lewis with us today. Look at Fly.
Okay.
I feel like you should have a guitar
fly,
with you right
y'all.
Now.
Look at Fly.
I feel like she's going to do some Bob Fosse for us.
Right. We're glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be had.
Welcome, and we got the Jermaine Dupri story
that
we're going
to
be talking about a little bit later. Welcome to Atlanta. Getting hyped. Super Bowl is here.
Yeah.
Are y'all going to be watching?
No.
Okay.
I'm watching in protest because the Saints should be in the Super Bowl. As a native of New Orleans, I'm side-eyeing the entire NFL right now, but that's okay.
I'm from Boston, so, you know.
Y'all not going to support the Rams?
No, I'm not watching.
I will.
First of all, I don't.
Spirit.
Yeah.
In spirit, okay.
I'll support the New England.
I'll support not with the NFL.
Hello.
Right.
Hello. Yeah.
Even though I would like to. Don't get me wrong. I love some football, but I can't partake.
Mm-hmm. No, I'll be eating food. I will partake in food.
I will be eating
great
food.
Great conversation.
Yes.
Kitchen.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But won't be watching the game.
Yes.
Yeah. Real Housewives of Atlanta.
You're not even going to watch
episode,
the...
I'll be excited.
Oh, they
Hello,
do have a new
Housewives.
Episode,
Housewives.
Sure.
That's what I'll be watching. It's the Housewives of Atlanta. Yeah.
Let Big Brother be on. I'm sick.
Done. Just give me another read from Eva Marlowe, and I'm good to go. Not with your got to be jail. Okay, got to be.
She said her hoodie.
Her hoodie. Her wig was
I just saw Cynthia Bailey the other day at the What Men Want premiere. She is beautiful in person.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew she was tall, but I was like, wow, she's just striking.
She's a supermodel.
Wow.
Supermodel for life.
Yes. So. Yes. All right. Well, I see where your loyalties will lie on Sunday.
There you go.
Do we have a video today?
Some
we do?
Chicken. We do. We have a positive video today to share for our trending clip video of the week.
All right. Well, let's check it out.
Yeah. Oh.
Take it easy, y'all.
Well, I was just so scared one of her bones was going to pop up.
I know. She's so fragile.
So fragile.
Watch your foot stuck, pup.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So basically,
now, what made you pick this book?
Because
I hadn't seen it.
Well, it's actually been around. It kind of got a lot of traction on Instagram. A comedian by the name of Justin Whitehead was a passerby and was filming this, and he posted that he also there's three, four guys, black guys, who, you know, dressed, you know, a little bit, you know, disheveled-ish. Their pants are sagging. Mm. The dreadlocks are flowing. Like, you know, people that, black men that would normally just kind of be judged as trash thugs, whatever.
Right.
And he saw them. They were just around, and they noticed, the guys noticed that this old man was trying to help his wife get into the car and was having trouble. And all three of them went over right away and were helping and made sure she got in safe and sound. And he was just saying how so quickly, especially nowadays, we judge books by the cover. And most of these guys, you see them on the street, people grabbing their purses or crossing the street and all of this. And they are just as kind and giving and thoughtful as anybody else. And we should see people as humans and not judge books by their cover. So lots of people kind of, it's just sort of been repeated a lot over Instagram with people saying how beautiful it is to see black men as they would, you know, not necessarily be judged positively, but to show that, you know what, they actually are good people and they're human.
Yeah.
And we need to look at them as humans. So, you know, Black Lives Matter, and maybe the more we see the humanness of these brothers, people will change their attitudes. Yeah. So yeah, it was just a little positive moment of somebody helping somebody out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we need to see. These are the things that need to go even more largely viral. Yeah. You know what I mean? So much negative all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice to see. It's like I said, I hadn't seen the video. I heard about it, but I hadn't seen it. So it was nice to see.
Yeah, I just saw it recently, and I was just kind of like I love that it's out there and being shared, but I was also like, no shit. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Black men are this. Yeah. Like, I'm like,
exactly.
Like, it's almost like low-key offensive for someone to be like, actually, let me take a shot of this to prove that this is out there. Like, wow, the fact that we even need that.
That we have to do that nowadays to be like, see, that it's like, this been happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I do think that it's dope that it is being shared and, like, you know, that every walk of life can see what it looks like.
Right. Exactly.
Obama probably would have still told him to pull his pants up, but it's okay.
You know, exactly.
We're gonna let him have it.
A lot of us thought it when we watched it.
I was just nervous. I was like, don't let your pants fall and you drop the woman.
Your pants are going to fall off.
I'm like, you don't feel that, Bree?
All of y'all pants are about to fall off.
Everyone. Everybody.
The entire group is like, we all say.
Entire group.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
hey,
but we gonna let it go.
That was a very nice gesture, fellas. In the end, there's still people.
Okay. Yes. Speaking of cold judgment and Black Lives Matter, Chicago has been in the news because, as of recently, actor, star, singer Jussie Smollett from Empire had landed in Chicago, and you know. We're still waiting for all the facts to really come out to hear what happened because, I mean, this story is about him being at a coffee shop, him just going out. But apparently at around 2 in the morning was attacked by two men, apparently allegedly wearing MAGA hats. Apparently he was on the phone with
his manager.
The manager had overheard him get a scuffle. He heard MAGA country. He heard them yelling racial slurs. There's video surveillance of Jussie running with a noose around his neck. It was said that they might have poured bleach on him or some sort of product.
Some chemical.
They don't know what the chemical is.
Yeah.
He showed up at the hospital about 45 minutes after the incident had happened, claiming that he was beat up and this was a homophobic and racial attack.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are all over the place about it. You know what I mean? There's shout out to everyone for all the support that they gave him yesterday across the board. I mean, this is disgusting. You know, even President Trump had come out to say, like, this is intolerable, which I was actually like, really, especially because they brought the Make America Great hats into it.
Yeah.
That he didn't have any pushback for it. But yeah, so they're going up in arms about this, saying because apparently a few days prior to, a letter was sent to Fox,
right,
with white powder, which they're saying is Tylenol now, and it said "You die, you black fag," in these crazy letters and whatnot, and you know Fox had offered some extra security for Jussie. Jussie said, "No, he doesn't want to live his life like that." And then apparently was out by himself at 2 a.m. in the morning, and this happened. So we want to shout out and send our condolences because, I mean, you know, get better, pray for you, sir, because just the what this can do mentally to somebody is insane.
Yeah.
I've been there, so I feel you, brother. But
what
do you guys think? You know, I mean, I don't like bringing the racial stuff into it at first because who knows if these two things are connected. There's so many holes in timing and things like that. You know, I don't want to believe, like, you know, you hear it, but it's just like to think of how planned out this had to have been is crazy.
Yeah.
These people are out in the freezing cold, you know what I mean, just waiting. Like, it's just, like, insane.
Yeah, I mean, I hate that it happened. The only positive about it is that I appreciate how much media coverage it's getting.
Yeah.
Because I think it's something that needs to be talked about continuously. And it's unfortunate that it happened, but you know, there's still so many different facts that are going on. Like you mentioned about the white powder, they're saying that they have people of interest on the surveillance camera that they may know possibly who these two guys are. But then there was something that came out a couple hours ago saying that the police want Jussie to give over his phone.
Yeah,
and he was refusing to give over his phone, which I found interesting because I'm like, I'm trying to figure out why, but maybe
there's a rumor saying that he was on Grindr.
Yeah, they were saying there's an idea that he's gone wrong, or like a Tinder date messed up situation.
And I thought maybe it was something personal that he just didn't want exposed or shared, because they're going to take that and run
sure
with it.
Sure, there's that too, but yeah, there's some information that that might be the case. And regardless, it appears that he was beaten and attacked, and there was, I mean, the noose and the bleach or whatever it was, whatever, those are very KKK-oriented ideas that have happened in this country many times before. So, I mean, the thing that made me a little uncomfortable when it was coming out, though, is that the media, like, everything at first, like, the people are saying that they were wearing MAGA hats. And then suddenly it was just they had ski masks on and they said, it's MAGA country. So I know that, like, this, that's the hard part about media, because it's still a race, like, to get it first and to get the information before it's accurate. And we had the same issue when the kids were confronting the Native American guy with the drum. That whole situation was totally possibly misread. There's some debate about that too, but whatever. So the immediate jump with the Make America Great Thing Again thing made me very uncomfortable. But I definitely, whether or not that was involved at all, the noose and whatever else they poured on him is racial
enough in itself.
Like, it's racial in this country.
And that's the thing for me, that I feel like I'm still wrapping my brain around it and still reading, trying to read as much as I can about it as it comes out to be the most informed. But the first thing I thought of it, I was just like, my heart goes out to him, because I'm like, you know, the noose and the bleach or whatever that was itself, I'm like, to, you know, beyond the fact that we know stuff is happening and, like, to know about it, but to have it happen to you and to, you have to carry that forever now is, I can't even imagine that. You know what I mean? And, like, the weight of that, to have to forever be like, okay. You know?
To never walk, like, walk by yourself at, and feel comfortable.
Feel safe.
Or to trust people, like, really now. Like,
And he, but he is getting some great support. I mean, even, like, I saw Ron Howard and Brian Glazer were stopped on the street by TMZ, and Brian was going off about how upset he was, you know. And Brian's the executive, he's produces Empire, or has something to do with producing Empire, I believe, if I'm wrong.
Possibly,
I think he has something to do with that. But, he, you know, they were, a lot of people have been expressing how they felt. And, you know, I think this is going to open up a different dialogue that needs to happen as well. Because, you know, like I said, I hate that it happened, but sometimes these things need to happen for people to really start to take things seriously and see where, you know, start the conversation. Courtney, you look like you are not.
Because I'm
that.
A pessimist.
I was like, you had it written all over your face.
Because
like,
it's sort of like how when people were so shocked that, oh my God, racism still exists to get Trump elected. And I just was kind of like, that's, you're willfully ignorant. Like, that's not like you're like there.
Or when people were like, that people get shot by the police. Like, I was like, this has always happened. Like,
And the smallest little piece of information of American history will tell you that. Like, that you, so I just feel like we're, it's lip service. To be like, oh, this will make us talk about it and think differently.
Because it's like, Google is alive and well.
You know what I'm saying?
You can look up
like,
anything.
Anything, anytime. So, but you know what, Daryl, maybe you are right. And maybe
I just try to be optimistic.
Talk. And everybody will suddenly be like, you know what? We are racist as F. Let's work this out.
Well,
okay?
If you, want, just, if you have any leads towards this, they have a number that you can call. There's a $2,000 reward offered for information about leads. You guys can call 1-800-883-5587.
And even if this turns out that it was him trying to go on a Grindr moment, that did not give them the right to do anything to him remotely resembling what they did to him. And they need to be under the jail.
Absolutely.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
I don't want the press suddenly being like, ooh, he's got this like secret Grindr sexual crazy. Like, don't turn it into him having a problem, because like, don't re-victimize
him. No, because that's a real thing, period. Like, just like those sites are dangerous. You know, like, just by going on those sites, you don't really know who's on the other end of it.
Yeah.
You know, so period, because that's just, this is something. And if that is the case, then please speak out, Josie, because there are kids going on these apps. It's happened to me, I'm saying. So use this as a, if that was the case, and maybe if it's hiding or whatever the case is, just come out and talk about that, because it's a scary playground.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is developing, so it's, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to it that comes out. And so, just to clarify, so Brian Glazer, so Empire is hails from his Imagine Television and 20th Century Fox TV, so he's it's under that umbrella. So just want to make sure I was correct.
Yeah.
Giving correct facts up on VHS.
You know something. Okay. All right. Speaking about facts and fact gathering, we have another potential presidential candidate that's out in these streets trying to gather the facts and see if it's worth an independent run. Independent run meaning he is not interested in running for a Democratic seat. Or as the Republican person, he would like to run as an independent. His name is Howard Schultz, and you guys may know him because he is the billionaire CEO of the Starbucks Corporation. So he's been promoting his book, running around town, and he has plans to travel to some of the early caucus states like Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada to speak to citizens and chat with you guys to find out if you would like be interested in him running for office. He hasn't fully developed and rolled out what his platform would be, but he appears to be leaning a little bit conservative. Billionaire. So he definitely doesn't feel like he's aligned with the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, which is why he would want to run as an independent. And he has made many comments regarding some of the people that are already running and why he would not be in alignment with them. He specifically brought up Kamala Harris, who announced a couple weeks ago and has been out on the trail. She did a CNN a town hall last week where she actually brought up completely destroying insurance companies because it doesn't work and that we need to rebuild healthcare in this country basically from scratch. And he fears that Democrats will turn this country to socialism, and he does not want Trump to win. But the reason that this is an issue is because everybody is sort of thinking that if he runs as an independent, he will guarantee that Trump wins the next election because the votes will split on the other side.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Some very high-profile Democrats, Michael Bloomberg being one of them, has said, and very forcefully, do not run. You will destroy this election for all
of
us, and Trump will win again.
Yeah.
So, do you guys think that he should step down and just give up this idea just because he might spoil it for the Democrats?
Ooh, that's a tough one,
isn't it?
Well, first when I was looking at it, I was like, what does he really stand for before I even know, you know, I mean, I know that we're getting kind of bullet points on what he's talking about, but until I really know what his political views are, what he really stands for, what his background is in that area, what he really knows, what policies he wants to implement, I can't even make a judgment on if he should or should not run, to be honest with you. I mean, I just know him as the CEO of Starbucks, and we already know, they already have a little bit of bad taste in my mouth because what happened to the two black dudes, you know, so, you know, I'm just, you know, until I know a little bit more, I can't vouch either way. I dropped the mic.
I think, again, that is
so
a
what else
very
is going on?
Right.
Positive,
right.
Very positive, optimistic view of the politics in this country. You want to know what he's about before you say one way or the other. Yeah. I would like to say, I think it'll be great to learn what he's about, and he should share those ideas with somebody that's probably more capable of winning against Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even today when I was listening, it's just, I'm so tired of even hearing the impeachment word even being thrown out of him. But now they keep talking about how much he's lying and how he's about to get caught in another lie. And I'm like, I don't even need to hear it anymore.
I just have to bring this one thing up just because you brought that up. And I was literally sitting on the floor today laughing because there's this whole argument happening today that his security advisors or whatever testified in front of Congress.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they were basically saying something exactly opposite from what Trump was saying. And so Trump was really upset. But then all of a sudden they've gotten together and everything's fine. So Trump did a press conference basically saying today that the media that was fake news. They delivered fake information.
I saw that. Fake information.
But we had always been in alignment, yet media only played the actual recorded interviews of these people giving their own words to Congress. Like, it's not like they, like, you know, came up with their own, like, spin on it. They played the actual tapes. And I was just like, is this, like, real life? Like, dude, they played the tapes. And then he was asked, but bro, we played the tape. And he just was like, no. We're in alignment. We always have been. Fake news.
It's just ridiculous. It's actually ridiculous.
Possible? I feel like I can't keep up. Like, I'd be like, okay, all right, okay, what's next? All right,
it's like the longest soap story you've ever watched.
It's
like,
terrible.
Let me tune in 5 minutes and be like, what the hell?
I mean, it's worse than Erica Kane's, like, 13 marriages. Like, I feel like
I'm like, where's Victor Newman? Where's Victor?
Like, I had to think about that for a second. I was like, Erica Kane. Oh, Erica Kane. You took it to the All My Children.
I don't even watch soaps, but I even
know Erica Kane.
And I know Victor.
Victor Newman. Come on now. I'm like, bring everybody out.
Bring all of them, honey. Sonny and Brenda. It's been going on for too long.
I
needed to stop. Yeah. But it was just funny. I'm like, it's literally in our face. Like, and I wanted to ask, like, I want a survey. Who still believes what he just said? If you can see for yourself that they played the tape.
Right.
Because people still believe what he said.
Yeah.
Man.
Then how are we supposed to do anything? Howard, you f***ing it up.
Yeah.
Don't do it, bro. Just throw your money behind somebody else.
Yes, just do that. Continue to have the seat that you've earned after the fiasco with the Young Brothers. Just have a seat and
wait like 4 more years. Maybe in 4 years we'll be in a place. Because I was like a total proponent of we need a third party, like a strong third party. Total proponent. This ain't the year for that.
No.
This ain't the year.
This ain't the year. We can't do 4 more years. Like, that's 6 more years.
No.
Yeah. You got 2 more now, and then 4 more.
No.
The world will
implode. Just,
yeah, for real. Yeah. I mean, I will for real move to Canada.
The Walking Dead.
Right.
That's where we're all, like, literally going to be walking around like,
We'll see what happens. We'll see what develops with this as well. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to move on to our EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
Well, we sort of talked about this at the beginning of the show. It is Super Bowl this Sunday.
Yeah.
It is the LA Rams against the, what is it? The
you don't even know what they call it. Nobody cares.
I'm drawing a blank.
We don't want to say it anyway.
I'm drawing a blank. Those
red, white, and blue people.
The motherfucking New England Patriots.
Yes. I don't know why I want to say Giants.
We've won so many times.
All I care
about. I mean, I'm sure you probably just get all the years.
I just want the Rams to win. I'm biased. I want to see the Rams take it. But,
why are you biased? Just because you're in LA?
Yeah,
are
I just feel like.
LA fan?
No, but I mean, not so much with them, but I just feel like they should. I don't know. I want them to kind of take it just for us in LA, just to, you know, we got LeBron and we have the winning football team, I just feel like it could be a good winning sports year for LA. So,
they're already winning. They got the first ever 2 male cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
They'll be
that's
performing
true.
For the first time in history.
Well, that will be another addition that's added to that. But also adding to that.
That's the only addition right now.
Well, that's not true because you have Jermaine Dupri performing here, who's getting a lot of slack about this right now.
Hey, he needs everything he can get, guys.
Well, we all know the controversy surrounding the performers at Super Bowl this year because of Colin Kaepernick's bend the knee, and a lot of people are protesting in support of him. I mean, we've had Jay-Z, Pink, Cardi B, Rihanna, you know, all these people have declined performing. But with it being in Atlanta, there's also like this, there was a little bit of hypeness of like, maybe we could bring in like the So-So Def team and whatever, what have you. But some people are saying that they shouldn't do that. Some people are saying they should. But as of right now, we know Maroon 5 is the headliner with Travis Scott. And Big Boy is supposed to make an appearance during that performance as well.
That's the most Frankenstein Super Bowl.
It doesn't make sense, but it sort of makes sense just because of Atlanta, I guess.
But do they do anything? They've not done anything together.
Honestly, Maroon 5's throwing it off for me. The whole thing.
I'd
be down for everybody else, but like Maroon, no offense, I love them, but like not for this moment.
And they're not, now they have this whole thing where they're not doing press. They don't want to do any.
Oh, they're not doing that. Because they don't want to get asked.
They don't want to get asked these questions. So I wouldn't
they
do press either,
that
actually.
Press conference.
But Jermaine Dupri is getting a lot of slack because he is performing with Goody Mob. During the show, and a lot of people are calling him a sellout. They are really going in. Like, Jay-Z apparently called him to try and get him to back out. T.I. thought he shouldn't do it. I mean, there's been a lot of controversy around it. But he said he's going to use this as a stepping platform to spotlight the mothers of police brutality victims. So he's going to bring them all on stage and allow them to have a voice during the performance. So what do you guys think about that? And Courtney is rolling her eyes already. I don't know if the camera captured that.
Courtney's my spirit animal.
Courtney is not feeling it, apparently.
Okay, first, I did not realize that it was during the halftime show. I thought it was a part of the, like, festivities of the weekend.
Well, it's during the halftime show?
It's during the music festivities.
The music, okay. Oh, so it's a concert.
Yeah. Oh.
So, okay, but at the same time, I still roll my eyes. Because, yes. Don't get me wrong, I'm from Atlanta, okay? When we first found out that the Super Bowl was going back to Atlanta, I was like, oh my God, we're going to have the best halftime show ever. And then, I think the Colin Kaepernick thing had already happened, but the response from the NFL where they decided they would fine additional players had not happened yet. And that's why I was like, yeah, let's do it. And as soon as they decided that they were also going to fine players for doing their silent protest,
right.
I was like, done.
Nah, yeah.
So I just think, look, Atlanta is like Black people Mecca in this country. Like, if we being all the way, like, that was, Atlanta is like the cradle of civil rights civilization, the cradle of the blossoming of Blackness.
Absolutely.
And wonderful entrepreneur. Like, I just cannot understand for the life of me why we all as Black people don't see what how big of an issue this thing is with the NFL, like, or how big of an issue. It's not just about, like, oh, it's the NFL and they make all this money. It's this concept that we are just supposed to stand down because the people of the system say so. And we're doing that by continuing to support and feed this corporate animal. They're making billions of dollars off of us and want to tell us how we can use our own voices.
Right.
And I don't understand why we don't see the gravity of why that's problematic.
But I think a lot of people do see
it. No, they don't, because they're not willing to act on it.
But there's two parts to that. Just because you see it doesn't mean that you will act on it. And I think a lot of people do see it, but it's such a financial monster that they're not going to act on it. Like, what would you want people to do, honestly? Like, what would you...
I want you, to not watch the fucking games. No. I want you to actually not go to the games. I want you to actually support the movement again. And you don't have to, like, fully agree that Colin Kaepernick is the best. Like, he just happened to be the person that ended up in the front of it because he made a choice.
Yes.
The message of what he was doing affects all of us every single freaking day.
All the time.
And can easily end our life tomorrow because we happen to be Black walking down the street.
That's true.
So I just, it's so frustrating to me. Like, I don't, and it's about money. Because the end of it is just,
there's
no confusion. It's about money.
Yeah.
And that's just disgusting to me. And it will continue to be disgusting. And I'm sorry, I'll shut up and I will stop yelling right now.
No, you were passionate about it. I feel you. I feel what you're saying. That's why I just want to know what you want people to do. Do you want the players to walk away from the
game? She wants you not to go to both Super Bowl parties on Sunday. I want you to
sit at home. Enjoy your Super Bowl.
I won't look at the game.
Enjoy your Super Bowl party. Look, I get we want to be comfortable. I'm not crazy. I'm not stupid. Like, I know we're Americans. We want to be comfortable. Should I want to be comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
I like being comfortable, too.
You want to see who wins, too, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't like that I had a Super Bowl party to go to and have to feel disgusting that the game is playing. Like, I want to be excited about football and watch the football game and eat my wings and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to think about this bullshit that exists
right.
any more than I want to think about every day I live that fool is in office. Like, we don't want that. But that doesn't change what exists.
And also, I feel like a lot of times we don't get the option to not be comfortable.
No.
Like, we live uncomfortable all the time. So it's like, I feel what you're saying.
Yeah.
That it's like, we don't get the luxury to just be like, let's go back to sipping my Bud Light. Like, it's like,
let's pretend. Cheers, guys.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right. So, yeah, I mean,
I feel you.
Yeah.
And if y'all still living in this, like, haze, like, oh, the NFL didn't conspire to keep him out of the game because of what he... Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure they did that.
They don't want us loud. There is nowhere in this country that wants this to be loud ever and never has. So stop pretending like y'all, like, stop. Just stop. I would like it to stop.
Now, what do you think about the comments that have been made in the NFL about...
What
do you think about the reports of a lot of the coaches saying that the reason they haven't hired Collins is because they don't believe that he could actually help them win the game?
I don't give two facts about what they say. Because it's lies.
That's a lie. That's a bold-faced lie.
And I don't know jack crap's back about football and who's the best this and who's the best that. And maybe now, because it's been like 3 years, that he wouldn't be the best available anymore. He probably don't even want to come back anyway.
I wouldn't want to.
That's not the point. That is not the effing point. Right. It has never been the fucking point.
Hello.
It's and the fact that they still harping on that shit is why it's a problem and why everybody should turn that shit off.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
But enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday.
I think you should get up with Jermaine on stage.
No, honestly. Get your money, bro. Yeah. Like,
I'm more surprised by Gladys Knight.
Well, honestly. She says she has worked her civil rights for long enough.
But all of a sudden, she just goes, I worked long enough for you to put it down on me like, but today.
Tell the whole story for the people who don't know, because I don't know the
all. Oh, that's okay. Good.
No, I don't know what she said. I didn't hear her come on stage defend herself.
She made a comment, basically, that, you know, her record of civil rights work and her life has been an example, and she has the right, and she doesn't think that this should define what her beliefs are regarding. Girl, unless you come out singing Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, you
playing on the wrong team. I don't know what else to say.
Did you come for Auntie Gladys?
I'm not coming for nobody. She obviously has done the work. I honor and respect her as my elder.
That would be a great move. Why can't someone? February. It's Black History Month. Why can't the Black National Anthem be played?
Why?
You know, I saw a really cool Instagram post. It was Martin Luther King Jr. and Anne Frank, and then Barbara Walters in the middle of it, and it said all of these people would be the same exact age today. And that's crazy.
Dang.
What?
Yes.
Really? Oh, that's true, because Barbara's like 80,
1929.
Wow.
Yeah. All three of them.
Yeah. Really?
Oh,
that's
wow.
crazy.
That's
I never but thought think about like
how much that Barbara's still been able to do and what we lost.
And what would have been able. Seen the things that have gone on from both of those times. Like, it's just
that's wild.
That is. So that's why for me, it's like Gladys, girl.
I fall into the mic. You fell
into the mic.
But maybe she's going to surprise her.
Maybe she will.
Maybe
she is.
Because if she came out and did
if she
that,
sang Lift Every Voice, I wouldn't know until afterward. Actually, I know on Instagram because y'all,
it'd be live. It'd be live.
Here's the thing. We would all have to download every Gladys album.
I would turn that ish on the TV.
Let me tell you, the media would destroy her.
I don't care.
We know.
Destroy her. She
But what does it matter at this point? Like, she's not trying to sell records.
That's what I'm saying. As people, we would have to go and, like, support her afterwards to be like, yes. But, I mean, that's in, like, dream history.
In my dream.
But maybe you put it out there. Maybe Glass is listening. She's like, well, you know, let me change my song up.
Let me go. I was literally running the streets.
Let me get these pipes ready. Come on, y'all. We got to lift every voice. grab your chicken. Go ahead, get it. Because we cooking now. Okay, who cooking?
Who cooking?
Right. Yeah, crazy.
We'd be cooking
that.
You'd be going to both parties.
Listen, I'd be going to both parties.
Y'all be coming. Everybody make their rounds.
I'm chicken at.
You'd be driving an hour.
I'm going to bust up in somebody's party. Like, I wasn't planning, but.
Hello.
I had no intentions.
I'm in somebody's party.
But, well, hello to you.
We're going to put that out there, Courtney. I like that idea.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That's a good idea. All right, well, will you guys be watching the Super Bowl? Let us know. Put it in our comments. We'd be very interested to see what you guys are thinking about the whole game situation and if you are protesting or if you will be eating chicken and watching it like millions of people will be. All right, we're going to move on to something that I'm excited about. Let's talk to Miss Lyric Lewis right here.
Ooh.
She's got a hit show. Hit show.
Yes. Second season.
AP Bio, second season. Yes. And it hasn't premiered yet. Right.
No, we premiere March 7th.
March 7th.
Coming.
At 8:30, right after Superstore, before Brooklyn Nine-Nine, okay? Mm-hmm.
And I love what NBC is doing because it's like their comedy. It's like they just got the right formula. So for you to be part of that family. They've taken care of us at BHL for many years as far as putting us on the carpet and bringing in talent. So we're excited to have you in here. So tell everybody about the show, your character, just in case they haven't seen it yet.
Yes. Well, the show AP Bio is about a disgruntled Harvard professor who does not get his tenure, flips out, and it's played by Glenn Howerton, who's our lead. He flips out, he attacks an old man. You can watch it all on Hulu, stream it all on Hulu and the NBC app, okay? So he does that. He has to move back to Toledo. The only job he can get is teaching AP Biology. And he is convinced he does not want to be in the Midwest no more. Even though he's from there, he won't go back home. And so my character, her name is Steph Duncan. And I love to say America runs on Duncan, but not literally, but, you know, in a fun way. But he, and I'm one of about three teachers that he comes back, and he thinks he's going to come back and run the school. And we're like, no, boo, have several seats. And so we almost, like, have this, like, sisterly type of vibe with him.
Yeah.
And so over the course of the season, you know, we get into, like, little mischiefs with him and stuff like that. But Steph is, she's very fun. She's very assertive, very similar to myself. She always has a fashion nail. Yes.
I noticed the nail
game. I was literally going to ask.
I initially went in and like, this is my New Orleans coming out, because yes, this is my go-to where I'm like, excuse me, can I have them be long and intricate? And they were just like, we love it. And I'm like, okay.
All right.
Don't tip me with a good time. They will be
on fleek.
And I will always hold in every scene my cup like this. I will do that and put my hands down like this. But Steph, she teaches history. She's a history teacher. And she's just fun. And she loves to teach, which is one of the things I love about her. And one of my favorite things about her, and I mean my creator, Michael Bryan, is so dope. And I feel like it's so well written that she's just a woman.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, 'cause it's like, I am black. And mm-hmm. so that will always come through. But like, nothing, you know, it's not like,
Yeah.
Because you will get that.
Yeah.
Which shows. And it's like, I just love that she just loves to date and, like, you know what I mean? Loves to teach and just really loves her job and her friends and where she lives. And so Steph is fun. She's a little baby hustler. As you've seen in season one, you'll get some more of that in season two. And she likes her knee-high boots.
Knee-high boots.
I will say that.
What's been one of your most enjoyable scenes to film on the show?
Ooh, you know, I have one. From season two, we get to interact with the students a lot, which we got a little bit of season one, but I have one, I think it's episode 4, where I won't give too much away, but one of the students might be a little sweet on stuff, and so it's fun to see her have to deal with and kind of Minority Report what's happening live. But yeah, it was a super fun episode.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I had a lot of fun with that.
And NBC seems to be, especially with their shows, very diverse in what they, when they cast, you know, mm-hmm. like it's not just one black person on the show, you know,
right.
It seems to be several on a lot of the episodes or a lot of the shows. Do you see that change just happening overall in the industry, or do you think that it's just kind of like segmented right now?
You know what, I feel like it's a little bit of both, I think. Like, I feel like it does seem to be happening more and more, and I feel like the more that diverse voices, like, are in the writer's room and becoming these showrunners, and, like, that, you know, it is becoming a thing to be like, no, this guest star will be this, and yeah. No, we can break this up and have that. But I also feel like there's still some networks and shows that it is still very white, and, you know,
yeah.
and it's
yeah.
still, like, they, you know, don't, they can't wrap their mind around any other narrative being a main narrative.
Yeah.
So it's weird, but I do think that it is going towards the upswing of, you know, especially with like cable networks are great for it, but even like, you know, I Feel Bad, where my friend Asim did that, where, you know, it's just like I said, women of color and voices of color running these shows,
yeah.
getting these pilots made, getting these shows picked up to air, where now it is starting to, I feel like, become the norm of, oh, no, it's regular for our story to be up there too.
Yeah.
And it's not this thing, it's just everyday.
Yeah.
Just life.
It's just life.
Everyday
life,
real people.
People.
You know? Just people.
Could you imagine?
And what do you binge watch? Like, what's your, outside of your show, what do you like to watch?
You know what? I'm a big true crime person,
yeah.
which is, I don't know what it, I don't know if it helps my cortisol levels or makes it worse, but like I've watched all the Forensic Files. Like I feel like if I wasn't a actor, I would probably be a forensic scientist.
Okay. Virgo.
No, I'm a Taurus.
Oh. Yeah, I knew that's why we met.
Oh, are you Taurus?
Yes.
Yeah. When's your birthday?
May 10th.
May 14th.
Yes,
but yeah, so definitely I'm a big true crime head. Like I love any type of true crime documentary. What else am I binging though? But I love like
reality.
I love reality TV. Yeah. I love The Housewives, and I will go back and watch old reality TV. Like I will rewatch Love and Hip Hop.
Wow.
Well, the old ones are the better ones.
They're good. Yeah. I mean, like, Cardi's first season, like, that's, I mean, I will rewatch them, like, just to be like, hey, like.
See, my highlights was that when it was, like, Stevie.
Oh, Atlanta. Jocelyn. I mean.
Nico. Nico. That was, like, the peak of trash for Love and Hip Hop.
I mean, Stevie J was.
Peter Guns.
Come on, Peter Guns.
Peter Guns. Wow, you took it back. Yeah.
Peter Guns.
Yeah, that whole.
Peter Guns was, I mean, I would watch him just be like, you can't help yourself. Peter. Peter.
Peter.
You got beautiful kids, but Peter.
Yeah.
Amina.
And how do you get these beautiful women?
What is happening? But I'm like, how you got them competing? Where they like, I had the last baby. And Amina's like, boop, not really.
And they compete on the babies. They can compete on who the baddest bitch is. They're like, nah, bitch, I'm pregnant.
Like, no, but I'm pregnant again. They're like, damn. And it's like, oh, but I told you I got my tubes tied, but I untied them. I'm pregnant again for Peter Gunn.
Well, forget you. I'm married. We got married.
We got married. That's why I'm like, Peter, I need to know what's.
Wait, we got a new one for you. You got to watch Love After Lockup.
Yes.
God, it's crazy.
Wait, what?
Love After Lockup.
It's real people, and they follow them
on
as
VTV.
They meet people online.
Yes.
Through the prison websites, and then it's their journey of them getting out and having
and
to start
married.
This life with this person.
Oh.
Wait, has it started yet?
Oh, oh yeah.
We're
yeah.
Like,
the, well, the first y'all season is available.
Yeah, Love After Lockup.
But
yeah.
Season two
carries over one story from season one and adds new ones, and it is.
You know what else I'll be binging? Two more things. But like The Great British Baking Show.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
So
oh,
relaxing
yeah.
And very
it is
like
relaxing.
It's sweet, and they'd be like, oh no, I didn't. My crumpet didn't roar. It's like, oh, but like they be, and they be sad at themselves.
I've never watched it. I gotta watch it.
Like, I feel like American cooking shows, they're like assholes
angry,
to each
yeah.
other and they're like sabotaging. And this one, they'll be like, can I borrow your pen? And they'll be like, yeah, keep it.
Absolutely.
Have it. Like,
wait, the Great British Show.
Great British Baking Show.
Okay, I gotta watch that.
And my other one.
It's on Netflix?
Yes.
On Netflix,
and
yeah.
They got a whole bunch. My other one is Ayanna Fix My Life because oh, that.
Yeah. Fix My Life.
Beloved. Beloved.
Beloved.
Just beloved. It.
Just beloved.
Just beloved. Yanla. Just ooh, beloved.
Oh, yeah.
She be getting.
She yeah. Go in.
When she had, what's your name from Love and Hip Hop? Thea?
I didn't see Althea's.
Oh,
is it?
Oh, it's on YouTube. It's so great.
Yeah, you gotta
is
watch it?
Yes, it was
okay.
So great.
She don't even make it.
She don't know. She's just mad. The whole
Althea,
mad.
Please
yeah.
Call. But give that to Benzino.
She
don't
mad.
Give it to. I don't
she
give it
thought
to
she was on the show to talk about Benzino, but apparently not. Because she wasn't ready to talk about nothing.
Y'all should have went on WE TV. Marriage, Love and Hip Hop Boot Camp.
I thought
I was
they
say,
did.
Yeah, boot camp.
Oh, they
did.
They did
a while
they
back.
Of it. Yeah,
they did a while back.
Oh well.
Well.
Like what?
Well,
there you guys, you learned all of the trash TV we love so
right.
Much.
Yeah. Now we know what lyric was she ain't working with, she at home watching.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now the Oscars are coming up and you know there's all the controversy around this year not having a host and everything. Who would you pick as a host?
You know, I don't know. Because I feel like...
I don't even want to
give nobody that
no.
Seat. Because the thing is, it's like with the climate now...
Yeah.
Not like it's hard to be funny, but I feel like everything is just so like hands
touching.
Off.
Yeah.
But it's like
yeah,
you know,
can't win either way.
You
I
can't,
feel like.
No. And that's the thing. So it's like I don't even know who could
focus on the content.
Focus on the
maybe
the
what was that one dog? That dog puppet? They could let him host.
Oh, with the cigar.
Yeah, they let him host.
Now that would be funny, actually.
Just give it to him.
That's owned by MTV, though.
That would be funny.
Give it to him.
That would make it more entertaining because it's such a long show.
It's
like,
such a long. Yeah. Let him roast.
Yeah.
Let him
triumph the insult comic dog.
Yes. Give it to Triumph.
Yeah. Because then he could talk smack and nobody got anybody.
And
mad
no
about.
One would be
nobody
that,
mad.
Exactly. Because any human person,
yeah.
They can't do nothing. So give it to Triumph. I vote for Triumph.
That's a
I'm
great
not mad at
idea.
That.
That's a great
not
idea.
Mad at that. That
well,
would
who's
be
your
funny.
Pick for best picture?
You know what? I mean, I would love to give everything to Black Panthers. I mean, just off of the strength of Black Panther.
Right,
like,
right.
I'm like, come on now.
They should win everything.
They should win everything. Like, I'm just like.
I think they will, actually.
Honestly,
I think they're going to win a lot.
They broke so many fucking barriers.
Like, I mean, yeah.
I think they will.
Yeah.
Costume, what else? I mean.
Everything.
People, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody actually said something really interesting about them winning the SAG Award and talking about how there are so many very specific characters in that show and movie that made everything work.
Yeah.
Very few movies have that many different characters that you are like very like invested. Remembering all like the supporting characters are the supporting characters.
Yeah.
But usually it's like, you know, the few main stars and you're like, okay, but like there was Angela Bassett, we had Chadwick Boseman, we had my husband.
Michael B.
What else, a baby daddy? But, like,
but even the thing about that, like, I feel like that was such a great movie because for him, I feel like when you can humanize a villain,
yeah,
and he also like represented so much yeah. that I'm just culturally. Like, culturally, just to be able to put that a lot of that representation in yeah. film and filter that through a character where his POV is like, yes, and you'd be like, ah, I can see that.
Can
like,
see what
we
happened.
Could get down with that.
And yeah. then he dies and people want him to be in the second one.
Yes, we're yeah. like, bring him back to yeah. life. Yes. Give him yes. another flower. I know there's yes. one in Wakanda. Give him a flower.
yes. yes.
That's
and
true.
One movie that everybody saw for the most part. I mean, more people saw than ever. Because
yeah.
most Oscar movies people don't usually
I mean, what
see.
Else is in the Best yeah. Picture? You know,
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Rhapsody.
And there's so much big. Controversy around that, so I don't know how that's
going. I don't really like, whatever.
I heard they didn't really like tell all of the true story, though.
I heard the book was more. But people loved the movie.
Well, they said that about Green Book too, but we ain't gonna talk. Ooh,
about we're not gonna talk about Green yeah. Book because
we did that last week.
Mm, when I heard about that, I was like,
"Yes,
did Beale Street get the nomination?
No, but
not
Regina got
supporting actress.
Supporting
yeah.
actress.
There we
yeah.
go.
Yeah, yeah.
Which yeah. I mean, she, you know,
and Stars Born. I forgot. I think they're up for Best
yeah,
Picture.
They did.
Okay,
Klansman.
Yeah. Roma.
Roma.
Yeah. No, Klansman didn't, but he got the director.
He
nomination.
Got best director.
Come
yeah.
on, Spike.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope
okay.
he wins for his yeah. body of work.
Yes.
I hope he wins.
I feel like
because I just want to hear his speech.
It's time, number one.
It's
like,
overdue.
It's way overdue.
Oh, way overdue.
It's way overdue. I just yeah. really want to hear his speech. I want to hear Spike go up there and. Because I know he's going to say some shit.
He's going to talk to you like uncle.
Yeah, he's going to scold.
America.
You know. Yeah, he's going to yeah. go in. So I'd yeah. like to see that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like 2020.
All right. Well, that's all the time we got today, Lyric. But we enjoyed having you.
Yes, I enjoyed being did. Here.
And
yeah.
you got to check out AP Bio.
Yes. Again, it's March 7th. We come on at 8:30. It's fun. And like I said, season one, you've got all the time in the world now to binge it
yep.
on Hulu.
Yeah,
yes.
I can be
get
ready.
Caught up.
Get,
yep.
get caught up. Get rid of them ads. Pay Hulu them extra $2. Ad free.
Ad free.
Back to back to back. Okay.
And then where can fans find you on social media?
Oh, on Instagram, I'm Lyric Lewis. Lots of fun. On Twitter, I'm Lyric Said What? 3 A's.
I like you saying that, too.
What? But holler at me on Instagram. I will talk back. I check that more often.
I was
going to
ask that. Are you a...
Yes, the stories are live. I am interactive. Just don't ask me to be a foot model because I won't respond to that.
Oh,
wow. Oh, wow. You've gotten that request.
You get the weirdest thing.
People yeah. are weird.
And like, but it's like, and I will give you $7. And I'm like, what is that amount? What is that increment?
Is that
of all,
per toe or?
It's like weird.
But it's like for the full foot. And I'm like, first of all, my toes yes. is cuter than that.
Yeah, for real.
I right. mean, more than
that. $700,000.
Right.
But it's like, also,
did you miss a zero when they put, you know, type that in? They miss
yeah.
a zero?
But also, not even a round number.
Yeah.
$7.
Yeah.
Maybe that's all he had in his pocket.
And
at
you
the
know
time.
What?
He was like, you guys
his,
seven,
his PayPal only had the seven.
But isn't seven
like,
a good luck?
Isn't
seven represents?
That's true.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to spend a positive spin
okay.
on it.
You're so positive today, Dario. Yeah. What's going
normally,
on?
Normally, I'm not. So today, I don't know.
Did you make
maybe,
out with somebody?
Maybe because we talked about margaritas. I don't know. We talked about margaritas and going there afterwards, so that makes me happy.
There we go.
Sorry.
Yes, thank you guys for having me.
No, you got to come back.
Welcome.
Courtney, where can fans find you?
Come back again. Sorry, guys. I'm everywhere. On the social medias at Stuart Starlet.
Boom, hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
You can hit me up at Daryl Christian on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And also, we want to do a special shout out to James Ingram's family because we lost another one who is a legend, this week, unfortunately, to brain cancer. So we want to give condolences to his family and to all his fans. So we will see you guys next week. And let us know if you're going to be watching Super Bowl. Really curious to know what you guys are thinking about that. And we'll chat about it then. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.